It's the 3rd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Mids-Beds MP Nadine Dorris said she misspoke when incorrect statements were made on a national radio show. The Culture Secretary appeared on the Ian Dales LBC radio programme to discuss the privatisation of Channel 4, a publicly owned broadcaster which funds itself through the airing of commercials. She used the example of Channel 5, which she believed was a publicly funded outlet that was later privatised. Channel 5 has always been privately owned. When challenged on these facts by Benjamin Cohen, CEO of Pink News, Ms. Dorris viewed it as a personal attack. A statement by the government on the issue has stated that a substantial number of consultation responses did not agree that there are challenges to a sustainable Channel 4 under public ownership. Bedfordshire Muslims will join followers of Islam around the world in making the end of Ramadan a month of prayer and fasting. Ramadan ends with Eid al-Fitr, a celebration which began yesterday at sunset and will conclude later this evening. Zero Avia's experimental electric plane was forced to crash land in a field close to Cranfield Airport. According to the Air Accident Investigation Branch, the plane's battery was turned off during a test so that the hydrogen fuel cell, which failed, could power the plane's motor. Beds Fire and Rescue Service reported that the two occupants of the Pip Malibu aircraft managed to walk away from the wreckage. Bedford Town Football Club managed to claw their way back from a 3-1 deficit at half-time against Plymouth Parkway. They would go on to defeat the team 5-3 over the weekend, clinching the Southern League Division 1 Championship trophy. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.